Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New Year's Day has always been about football, but there's added incentive to the bowl games being played today on this New Year's Day. That's because after many years of fans complaining, the first ever big-time college football playoff begins tonight. Number 2 Oregon plays number 3 Florida State at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. The game pits the past two Heisman Trophy winners against each other, Oregon quarterback Marcus Mariota and Florida State's Jameis Winston. Florida State, by the way, also the defending champion under the old two-team playoff system. Now, the other semifinal tonight at the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans matches top-ranked Alabama against number 4 Ohio State. The winners of these two games will play for the national championship in Texas on January 12th. John Bacon is our college football analyst. He's the author of Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. He joins us from Michigan Radio in Ann Arbor. John, welcome back.
Hello there, Peter.
Hey, so we've been waiting a long time for these changes. Could you just remind us how the new system works and how it's different from the old one?
Well, that's a great question, Peter, and it works like this. The old system, they used records, schedules, computer rankings, and polls to pick two teams, and that was true from 98 to last year. The new system takes up records, schedules, computer rankings, and polls to pick four teams. You see the difference there, Peter?
I do. Is it any better? Is this system any better?
It's better for Walt Disney, I can tell you that. They laid out $574 million for these three games, and they're going to get it back, obviously. So that's their plan. So it's good for them. It's good for TV ratings. It's good for the bowl system for the most part. I don't know if it's any better for the players, whose scholarships don't go up one dime, of course, by playing another week. I can also tell you this, that my prediction with Robin Young on your show a few months ago was that in the old days, the third team, of course, that got snubbed, they complained like crazy. Now the new system, the fifth team, is going to complain like crazy. But I underestimated that, Peter. It turns out this year somehow they got TCU and Baylor, who both got kind of screwed out of the fourth spot that Ohio State took at the last minute. So incredibly, two teams are unhappy about this and expect more of that.
Well, what do you think? Are the four teams involved? Are they the best four on the field?
I actually think they are, and I think the committee did a very good job with this. TCU and Baylor can complain, but the rest of the country does not think that it's wrong. Starting from a rating standpoint, by the way, TV loves this. You've got Alabama, of course, in the Deep South. You've got Florida State, not too far away, but Ohio State to hold on the Midwest. And you've got, obviously, Oregon in the West. So it's a great deal for TV. From my point of view, I got to say, I think any one of the four teams actually can win this. There's no misfit here. But I've got to go with Alabama very wimpily, Peter, because the other teams are all human beings. That is a machine, man.
Yeah.
Those guys know what they're doing.
Well, you got to go with somebody, too. Well, you said that this is a lot of money involved. TV loves this. So could you explain why it took us so long to get here?
TV loves this. Walt Disney loves this, obviously. But the bowl system was very, very skittish about this. You have to understand that unlike March Madness, which is owned entirely by the NCAA, the bowl system wasn't run entirely by the bowls themselves. It was not NCAA sanctioned. No, none of the money went to the NCAA. So it was basically private industry running these bowls any way you wanted to. You and I could start a bowl if we wanted to. I don't think it's a very good idea, but we could. So why it took so long is the resistance from the bowls. Also, you'd have to say some measure of common sense and restraint, saying that perhaps we're asking these athletes to play too many games. It was not that long ago, about 10 years ago, that 11 games was it. Then they added a 12th game. Then they added a league title game in almost all the leagues. Mm. Then they added what? Now this playoff game. The players in the title game this year, Peter, will play 15 games, one fewer than an NFL regular season.
Wow. And when you say Disney loves these games, that's because ESPN and ABC, of course, owned by Disney. And these bowl games that you mentioned, 36 this year, how does the system impact any of those games that are, you know, not involved in the championship?
Well, that was the paranoia preventing this from happening in the past, is that the lesser bowls might get knocked out of the whole of the fun, basically. And that has not, it turns out, happened. Now, attendance is down at all these bowls, it must be said. They're averaging around 40,000. And, man, when you're looking at the cameras, by the way, never even show the crowds at most of these games until they punt the ball and they can't avoid it showing the crowd because the ball is so high. Mm. You got to show them. It is very, very sparse. I bet most of these games are 20 or 30,000 max. But the ratings, the TV ratings are up, averaging about 1 million per game so far. And that's really all they care about.
Right. So if the stadium isn't full, it really doesn't even matter.
Man, Peter, at this point, the fans in the stands are movie extras, I swear. It used to be the whole point of the thing, and now they're just tack-ons.
John, you're speaking to us from Ann Arbor in Michigan, and you know very well there was big news there this week. Former San Francisco 49ers coach Jim Harbaugh named head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. Let's listen to some of the tape from his first press conference.
I'm standing on a foundation that has been built for over 100 years by some great men. I feel like I'm standing on their shoulders. I want to do a good job. I want to be good. We want to win.
This is so interesting. San Francisco in the NFL had a very underwhelming season, I guess you could say. But why would Harbaugh even consider going back to college?
Well, I got to tell you, the NFL experts, almost to a man or woman, all had him either staying with the Niners, not very likely, or going to Chicago, perhaps, or the New York Jets, or most likely the Oakland Raiders. They all said repeatedly there's no how and no way Harbaugh would ever go back to Michigan, to the college ranks. And, of course, then he did. And then when that happened, they all say that, well, it must be a lot of money. In fact, Harbaugh's contract with Michigan is about the same as it was with the 49ers. 5 years times, $5 million a year times 7 years, about the same, which is not exactly a vow of poverty, I grant you, Peter. But it's interesting to note that Harbaugh insisted with interim AD Jim Hackett that he not be the highest paid coach in the NCAA or in the Big Ten, and he could have been both of those if he wanted. So it does show, for all the crass commercialism and the crazy money floating around, not all decisions in college sports are made by money alone. This was heart over mind, in my opinion.
What does it say to you, though, when a professional coach in the NFL goes back to college? I mean, there's been so much talk about how the NCAA and football and basketball have become so professionalized anyways. Is that what's going on here?
Well, I suppose you could make the cynical argument, and I've made it, that the line is getting blurry, and really it's a minor league anyway, and the pay is the same, which is pretty incredible. So that's the negative side. The flip side, you could say, is this, is that Jim Harbaugh will now be dealing with academics. He'll be dealing with parents. He'll be dealing with recruiting. You don't deal with any of those things, of course, when you're with an NFL team. So in that sense, in some ways, it did restore the faith of certainly Michigan football fans. And it also, by the way, overnight reunified a very fractured fan base and football family, if you will, the Letterman and so on, that was fractured since the day Bo Schembechler died back in 2006. So in one fell swoop, Michigan got pretty much everything it wanted for Christmas.
And Harbaugh, of course, a star quarterback for Michigan. What else does it mean for the fans to have him back?
It is, look, if he had gone to the Bears or Oakland or New York, he'd be a very good NFL coach. By coming back to Ann Arbor, this sounds, I believe, hyperbolic, but doggone it, it's true. He is greeted as a savior. The outpouring of joy was rather insane and might have exceeded that of 1997 when Michigan won its last national title. That one you could see coming. This was a big surprise. Mm. And I've never seen the fan base this motivated in my entire life.
What do you think? Will he do well there?
I've known Jim since fourth grade. I lost to him at everything. He never loses. So, yes, I think he's going to do very well in Michigan.
All right, John Bacon, our college football analyst and author of Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. John, thank you and Happy New Year.
Peter, a pleasure.